It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Genevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, this doesn't make any sense, but it is true. It's tax day. April 15th is supposed to be tax day, but no. May 17th, for some reason, is tax day. Filling in for David DeGenevieve today, we have Mary Richards. Mary, May 17th? That just doesn't have the same ring for tax
day. It really doesn't. April 15th, when you see that calendar turn over, your heart starts to pound and you think, oh, man. But May 17th, I'm going to say, though, if you haven't done them by now, what were you waiting for? We're already done.
What does the extra month do?
I don't know. What does that do except make you worry even more? In the words of Mater from Cars, just get her done.
Get her done. Absolutely. Okay, so if you haven't done your taxes yet, stop channeling your inner teenager, stop your procrastinating, and file your tax returns.
One-third of Americans wait until the last minute to file, according to a poll published by CNBC. And there are several different reasons why. The biggest reason is that filing taxes is too time-consuming. 40% of procrastinators said that. But 22% said they want to make sure they're filing correctly. Another 22% say it's too stressful. And 6% of procrastinators say they're worried they would actually owe money.
So, Mary, you say you are an early tax filer.
When I say I am, I mean my husband is. I watched
we as a family.
We, the royal we, get it done super early because he sits there with his handsome self at the kitchen table, surrounded by papers, doing a great job. And I just pat him on the back and bring him a Diet Coke.
He does realize there's software. You don't need to have all the papers out anymore.
No. He does it too. As I've said in the past, I am one of those people I do stories on. When I say, please know what's happening with the finances in your family, and then I don't.
Yeah.
But he does such a good job. And he did the software. He did it all. He got it all done because it can be a headache. And that was fascinating to hear Paul's report this morning saying these are some of the reasons why people procrastinate. There's so much. They're overwhelmed or, you know, these different reasons.
I've never owed money. I take like all the exemptions or however I do it. I basically tell the government, take all my money and please just give me some back at the end of the year. That's my hope.
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to like figure it out so that you owe nothing and you receive nothing.
Yes. My husband does it that way because he says if you get a big old fat refund at the end of the year, you've been kind of letting the government hold on to your money interest free. Does that make sense? Am I saying that right?
Uh-huh.
He's going to call.
Absolutely.
He's going to text me.
No, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
What I do is I use the government as my savings account. So there's no way I'm going to save all that money throughout the year. I have to say, just take it. Take all my money.
And then back some.
Hopefully I get it back. John Wolchek is joining us right now, KSL News Radio. He's been reporting on this. As weird as it is to say that May 17th is tax day, John, I can't keep track of this. Like, at some point, are we going back to April 15th?
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I think we are, but it's been a couple of years now. So now this year, May 17th, and then if you remember last year, the IRS moved out the deadline again. Last year was July 15th was what they landed on. So they were staying with the 15th until this year, the 17th, which I think has swung people for a little bit of a loop. So today is tax day, and it's the second year in a row we've seen kind of a different date because of COVID-19. But I would imagine the expectation is eventually we'll get back to the traditional April 15th deadline.
So what's the punishment, or are there any punishments if we miss this deadline today, or is there a grace period?
Yeah, so it's going to be the traditional, if you fail to get an extension and fail to meet the deadline today, you have penalties. And I was doing some sleuthing around this morning for the story, and what I landed on is, according to TurboTax, it can be up to 25% of the tax due if you have a failure to file penalty. So what you pretty much, if you're listening right now and you know today's the deadline and you don't think you're going to be able to meet it, what you want to do is get an extension, and it's not that difficult. What you have to do is you have to fill out an online and an electronic form with the IRS. It's form 4868, and what that'll do is they'll give you an extension. It is 5 months from today or 6 months from the normal tax date, so it gives you to October 15th if you fill out this form. And you're kicking the can down the road even more. But if you're in a spot where you're not going to be able to meet the deadline today, that's your best option.
The October 15th, was this the same thing as what they did last year? They allowed for that extension to October 15th last year as well? Am I remembering that right?
Right. And, you know, this is nothing new in terms of filing for an extension. What is new is last year, the July date, and today, the date we're seeing in May. But in terms of filing for an extension with the IRS, this has been a tool that's been around that gives people the opportunity. If you can't meet that deadline here, this is kind of your grace period, but you don't automatically get it. You have to go take the initiative to go online. It's a brief electronic form, fill it out, send it in, and then you get that extra, what would be today 5 months, but traditionally about 6 months.
Yeah, and I feel like we've reported on this in the past that, yes, you, like you said, file that form 4868 for our listeners, and you have till October, but I feel like the government always, if you owe money, they want you to start kind of paying some of that, at least do some sort of estimated payment, because they kind of need their money because they're trying to give it back to us in different forms.
Right, and if you heard, Paul did some great reporting on this, and I know you guys will be continuing up on this topic today, but that is a big reason why people wait, is kind of the anxiety of, you know, do I have to pay money to the government? And a lot of people, whether they're just, again, kicking the can down the road and waiting to save up to be able to pay that, or whatever the reason might be, that is a big reason why people either wait to the last minute or file for that extension, is if you have to pay some money to the government.
John, no judgment. I'm just going to put it out there. Are you an early bird tax preparer or are you a last minute guy?
Early bird. I'm the early bird, and I've got the benefit of, Mary said her husband takes care of it. I have a couple of good close friends that are accountants, and I hand it over to them, and I don't have to worry about it. So that would be my recommendation, is if you're not fortunate enough to have a spouse do it, have a friend take care of it that knows what they're doing.
Everybody needs five friends or family members, one an accountant, one a car mechanic, one, you know what I mean? Like one a pediatrician.
One that has a boat.
And one that has a boat.
You don't want to own a boat.
But
you want
you
a friend
friends,
that owns a boat.
And friends who are an accountant, you're set.
That's golden. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio, thank you so much for joining us. And, yeah, if you're a little confused about why May 17th, last year was it June 17th?
July
15th.
Yeah.
You can't keep it.
No. But like John said, it sounds like next year, they'll go back to that normal, you can remember that easily, April 15th.
Yeah.
And I'm remembering, Dave, I'm having all these flashbacks of previous years. I've been here at KSL so long being a reporter, being at the post office on April 15th. But from what Paul's reporting this morning, the post office says, we're not going to stay up late till midnight with you guys. So many people do it online now. But I used to be at the post office, people like trying to get it in under the deadline. Yeah. Just do it online.
Because it had to be like postmarked at a
yes.
certain time.
All that
and,
stuff.
Yeah, they're staying late.
It was like a party over there.
Yeah, a big
the
old party.
Party.
Now they're like, listen, we don't want your mailed in garbage.
We're going home to dinner.
Just do it online. It's what I've done for years. And again, I always have to complain about this. If I can't complain about this every single year at tax time, I just feel like I haven't done my civic duty. But I still don't understand why in the world we don't teach taxes in high school. I didn't know how to do taxes until I was married.
Oh, yeah.
I was 23 years old.
What, the old 1040 EZ? Remember that?
Yeah.
My McDonald's job, and it was like one sheet of paper, and it was fairly simple. But, yeah, I think I was married, too, before it was like, oh.
I sat down, and my daughter did her first. She's 17 years old, has a job, and we did her first tax return. And it was amazing. Like,
yeah.
She knew nothing about any of this, but we had a great conversation. We sat down, and she was fascinated by it. She also didn't like the idea of people taking her money. She got it all back. What does she care?
No, they have financial literacy classes in high school now that are actually now a lot, I think, doing more of this kind of talk with our teenagers. But you're right. There's a lot we don't know and they don't know.
Absolutely. All right. John Wojcik, again, thank you so much for joining us. When we come back, here is the big one for you. Straight ahead, additional child tax credits coming this summer. July 15th, you're going to get, if you have kids, a big fat check cut to you every single month. How's that going to affect next year's taxes? We'll have a CPA on the line next.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Well, no Dejanovic today. Mary Richards instead is filling in for Debbie. Mary, welcome to Tax Day. I know you're excited.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
You so don't care.
I really don't.
Because you guys did it months ago.
Yes.
And the rest of the, I'm trying to remember what Paul Nelson reported, about a third of Americans procrastinate to the end.
The very last minute. Yes.
I get a big return because I just let the government have all my money and then just hope they pay it back to me.
Back to you.
Yeah. I just hope that. But a lot of Americans right now are staring at this date and saying, this is the day. This is the day that the government stares right into your eyes and says,
pay me my money in cash.
They want theirs. They want their money, just like Chuck Berry every night before he counted 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pay me my money in cash.
But it's my money. They want my money. All right. So while you're thinking about money going out, if you have kids, you can start planning on money coming in. The Biden administration just this morning announced that roughly 39 million Americans will begin receiving direct cash payments in July.
So if I'm reading this correctly, if I qualify on July 15th, the IRS is going to start sending me $250 to $300 per child per month. And Dave, I have 5 children. So that's a lot of money, and that sounds too good to be true. So what's the catch?
There's definitely a catch. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Now I'm mad I only have 3 children right now. I have 4, but one grew up.
One doesn't count. It's time to have another baby, Dave.
I do kind of wish I had about 12 kids right now. I do. That would be amazing.
Then you'd be in poverty to begin with, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's true. There's no making that up.
You need this money.
There's no making that up. Okay, the catch and how it's going to affect your taxes next year. That's today's discussion. That's what we're going to talk about right now. But let's put it in practical terms. A family with, let's just say this hypothetical family with 3 kids, ages 11 to 17. 3 kids on July 15 will start receiving $750 a month deposited directly into our bank account until the end of December. So for 6 months, you get $750 a month for your 3 kids. So joining us now is Susan Spears with Utah's Association of CPAs. Susan, first question, is this like free money, like the stimulus checks, or is this just an advance on next year's tax return?
So this is, I'm always say money isn't free because we've got to figure out how we're going to pay for this. But this is this will be calculated as part of the 2021 tax return. So if you have a child under age 6, you get $300 a month through the end of December. Kids over 6, $250 a month through the end of December. As you do your 2021 tax return, you're going to reconcile that in because there are some adjusted gross income limits that we have to deal with as well. So it's not as easy as it sounds.
Okay, what are those limits?
So if you're single, have adjusted gross income of $75,000, or if you go married filing joint of $150,000, those amounts are going to start going away. They'll start decreasing. Okay. So, and then as your kids, you know, drop off, let's say, you know, child turns 17 during the year, that amount, that payment will drop off. We don't have all the specs as to what that looks like. I mean, if your child turns 17, let's say in October, does that mean that they don't get $250 in November?
Oh, right.
It's the devil's in the details. We have to figure out what all this looks like, but you're not going to be claiming those amounts as income, okay? It's working like the child credit. You're just getting it in advance.
Okay, so it sounds like then we got to do some planning for when tax time comes around next year.
Yes, and that's what, I mean, we talk about extending our returns. Mary, I'm glad you guys got your taxes in early. That's very helpful for us as CPAs, you know, especially as we work with those clients that have that. Because if you're getting this extra boost as child as for these credits, then maybe you don't need to have as much withheld from your paycheck.
These are good things to think about and to kind of look at that big overall picture. I feel like, though, I'm seeing some questions, including from our own Senator Mike Lee, saying, you know, this feels more like a universal basic income and Americans more dependent on government. It seems to me it's also going to confuse Americans trying to do their taxes.
Well, I think you have to think about that as well. You know, if we look at the American family plan, President Biden would like to extend this through 2025. And there is that thought that we're kind of moving towards this European equal distribution of wealth. And what does that look like? And is that what we're founded upon? You know, I mean, certainly there are a lot of people that need help, but are we also breeding welfare? I mean, there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of conversations that need to be had around this.
So the Washington Post had a calculator, and I started putting in all the numbers, the number of kids I had, my salary, and this is what it said. Three kids, they expanded the child tax credit, right? So normally, if I'm remembering this right, it was $2,000 per child, and they basically bumped it up to $3,000 per child for this year. Is that right?
Right, right.
And then this payment, this $750 a month that I would receive, that just comes off that child tax credit. So say, you know, the child tax credit would be $9,000. That's what I would get if I just didn't take any payments. So that $4,500 over the next 6 months, does that come straight off that $9,000 tax credit? So then I could get some of the cash, and then I get some of the remaining tax credit. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So you're getting some of the tax credit now to help fund taking care of the kids. That's the premise behind this, especially as we look at those lower income families that really do need some help. It's, you know, let's pay as you go, or let's help them as they go along, instead of giving them one big refund at the end of the year. You know, they need the money throughout the year for groceries or rent or whatever. That's the premise. We'll fund part of that during the year, and then when you file your tax return, we'll reconcile that out.
What if I just like my big fat tax return at the end of the year? Can I opt out of this and just say, listen, just pay me all the money in February or whenever I do my taxes?
I don't know if there'll be an opt-out at this point in time. It doesn't sound like it from what I'm reading on the IRS spec site. I mean, they say they're going to be ready in July, and it will be based on the prior year's tax filing. So they will take that. You'll get a direct deposit, a check, or a debit card. It would be interesting if when we file the 2021 tax returns, if there's an opt-out, if they continue this. I mean, if this continues through the American Families Plan.
Yeah. And you made a good point about some of those families needing it throughout the year. I was just going to point out to Dave another case for him to have another baby. If you have another child this year, you could get an extra $3,600, David Noriega.
I don't think the timing works out right now.
Oh, wait. We're out of luck. Never mind.
We would celebrate, though, if we could squeeze one in. Anyway, Susan Spears, thank you so much for joining us. It's fascinating, Mary. I think the idea is really, really interesting in the sense that instead of just getting a big refund at the, you know, the start of the year, to kind of help pay for kids every month throughout the year.
And Mitt Romney actually brought that up when he did stories in February saying, you know, here's a different kind of idea or a plan. And for his idea, he was saying this could actually help people have more children to help our whole birth rate, which you guys talked about last week, that whole situation. But it's just a different way of doing it. And his would be there's also the whole issue of those families that work and those who don't work. So there's a lot, like Susan said, there's a ton of other side conversations to have about this.
The point that I want to make very clear, this is not the free stimulus money that you received over the past year. This isn't just, hey, we're going to send you $750 a month. This does count against your taxes. So you have to factor that in. And is there an opt-out? We don't know. There might be, but the details are still coming out. But yeah, starting July 15th, parents with kids, you're going to start receiving somewhere between $250 to $300 per kid per month.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.